Thank you for downloading the Elohim Church podcast. Today's message is brought by Pastor Shane Budby.
Okay, you ready to just hear a little bit more about what we've got to say?
Yeah!
Okay, wonderful. Right, so today I want to speak about a particular word. And it's come up in a few different things that we've been hearing throughout the prayers and the things we're talking about. And that word is blessed.
Yay!
Yeah.
It means lots of different things. Blessed. One of the main things is about being set apart and being holy. But I don't want to look at it in that particular way today because I came across something else. But obviously, blessed is used in many forms. It's a sporting analogy. He's been blessed with great speed. He's been blessed with great skill. Art analogies. He's been blessed with great skill. But blessed, there's something far more. And I got thinking about this word and I came across somebody's definition of the word blessed, which I found very encouraging and really cool. And it is having supernatural power working for you.
Yeah.
Now, my brain works in a certain way. The people that know me the best know it works this way. Now, when I read that, the first thing that comes to mind is Lois Lane and Superman. Okay? Having a supernatural power working for you. I got these pictures of Lois Lane falling off skyscrapers, getting thrown out of helicopters. But Superman's always there to save her, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's always there. His safe arms are always there to catch. Hello.
Daddy.
Yeah. Can you wave? It's always there to catch, but having a supernatural power working for you, and sometimes we'll hear the word supernatural and we think of things that are a bit kooky, things that are a bit strange, things that are a bit like, I'm staying well clear of that, you know, supernatural, the whole Ghostbusters kind of thing going on. So I'm not talking about a supernatural power that's weird, kooky or strange in any way. I'm talking about having a supernatural power working for us. And that is what I want to look at today, is the word blessed, meaning having a supernatural power working for you. And in the Bible we hear this: the Lord will guarantee a blessing on everything you do. A blessing on everything you do. Now, that's encouraging, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
When you hear that, you think, wow, that's amazing. God's going to guarantee a blessing on everything that I do. Now, this next stage is where I run the risk of losing a large percentage of you. Okay? Because this isn't something that just happens for the sake of happening. This isn't just something that we can say, God's blessing me on everything, he's blessing everything I'm doing. It's not something that just happens. There's something that needs to happen first. There's something that releases the ability for God to bless everything. There's something that releases the ability to have that supernatural power working in our favour. And that is, stay with me here, if you obey the commands of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. If you obey. Stay with me. Okay? Sometimes we hear the word obey and we think, there we go again. Church is talking about legalism. Church is talking about getting bound up in the laws. Church is talking about, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. The amount of times I've heard people say, I don't go to church because I don't like being told what to do. And I don't like to go to church and I don't like to read the Bible because it's full of rules and regulations and it's full of things that I'm not interested in. Now, for me, if you obey the commands of the Lord your God and walk in his ways, yes, it's a challenge. Yes, it's something that we might think, well, I don't want to do that. Or I might hear something and think, I don't want to do that. Read something in the Word, whether it's from any of the books of the Bible, I don't want to do that. But I know that if I obey the commands of the Lord and walk in all his ways, he's going to bless everything that I do. He's going to bless everything that I do. Everything that I put my hand to is going to be blessed. And this is sometimes a challenge because we find ourselves in situations where we might feel that we're living this, but the other thing doesn't look like it's happening. We might feel like we are in a place of saying, I'm obeying the Lord's commands and I'm walking his ways, but why has this happened? Grief. Debt, all these different things that may happen. These things just happen simply because we are living in a fallen world. You've probably noticed the world's pretty messed up at the moment, and it is a messed up place, but God stayed the same.
That's right.
And this is always going to be the overriding factor when we remain faithful, when we obey the commands of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. When we do that, we see this supernatural power unleashed in our lives in a way which says, I'm going to help you. Right. Superman comes and catches you. Okay, how good is that? You know, falling off a skyscraper and Superman. I almost wore my Superman belt buckle when I knew this is what I was bringing to airport. That's pushing it a little bit too far. I had my Captain America socks on yesterday, but there you go. But the whole essence of being blessed, and when we start to see, when we're following and obeying the Lord's commands, and we're living the life that God has called for us to live, which is realistically is very simple. We sometimes hear things and we read things and we think, man, Christianity is complicated. Christianity is not complicated. It's very, very simple. It's very simple. And if we do this, we have a look. What does God say? Okay, if I do that, I'm going to be blessed. And what does it mean to be blessed? To have a supernatural power working in your favour, working for you, doing those things which God wants to see released, seeing the blessed life released to you. Blessing in your finances, blessing in your health, blessing in your work, blessing in every single area of your life. Everything you put your hand to is blessed when you obey the Lord's commands. And that is a real amazing gift from God that he wants to release. The story of Joseph, that's the Joseph with the coloured coat, my coat of many colours, not the Joseph who raised Jesus and is in the nativity story. Joseph with his amazing coloured coat, he knew something of what it was to have the blessing of God on his life. He knew something of what it was to constantly be getting put down and finding himself in prison cells, finding himself in pits, finding himself in places that was like, how the heck is this happening? But because he was constantly obeying the Lord's commands and trusting that God was going to bring him through, he was taken from a place where his brothers threw him in a pit and left him to die and then sold him onto slavery. He was taken from all these different places and eventually raised to second in command over the whole of Egypt simply because he obeyed the commands of the Lord and walked in the Lord's way. A supernatural power working in his favour. He was able to see amazing things released in his own life. And for us, we have that same ability. You may be here today, you may think, might be your first time in church, you may have been in church years ago and you're not. I'm here today to say that it is available to every single person. Yeah. If we are a part of God's creation, which we are, if you're not, I've got no idea how you got here. I can't answer that question. We are a part of God's creation. We are his created ones. We are the most special, precious thing that God created. I sometimes find that hard to believe when I see the immensity of the skies and I see some of the amazing things under the ocean. I look at the creation of God and I think, how could you think that I'm better than that? But God thinks that about me, and he thinks that about you so much that he wants to see you blessed. Yeah. He wants to see a blessing released. Now, yes, I said that it's great and the Lord can release those things and God does want to bless everything that we do, but we've got to act upon something and doing that. And how do we do that? Well, we have to be hearing what these are. We have to find out what is it that we're actually obeying. And I just don't have the time today to go into that. And some of you are thinking, oh, thank goodness, I thought it was going to start going through the Ten Commandments. I thought it was going to start going through this. I'm not going to go through that today. So don't worry. I saw some of you thinking, oh no, it's going to go on forever. Now, I'm kind of like working at the moment to get my times down. God works in mysterious ways. I'm blessed. So last week I said, I'm so aiming for 30 minutes today. I want to get 30 minutes. And it hit about 40 minutes. But then the first 10 minutes of the message wasn't recorded. So on our podcast, it shows up as 30 minutes. My brother's just told me that that's the reason why he downloaded it and listened to it. So there he gets. There's a need to do that as well. But there we go. So I'm not going to go much longer. So if we kind of just get that other scripture up, Angus, the one that the Lord will guarantee a blessing on everything you do. If you want to know that the Lord is going to bless and guarantee everything that you do, there's a certain way of living. And as I say, I'm not going to go into that. I'm going to leave you a bit of suspense because we're going to be looking at this as a church. Final slide, Angus. Throughout October, our series on Sunday mornings in church is going to be blessed. And we're going to be looking at being blessed. #blessed, yeah. Some people are saying, why the heck have you put that there? Did something go wrong? Some people know exactly what it's all about, and I've already started tweeting, hashtag blessed. But throughout the whole of October, we're going to be looking at this word blessed, and we're going to be looking at this concept and this reality of having a supernatural power working for us and working in our favour, and how that works, and how we continue to help that work by doing exactly what we're told to do by God. Obey my commands, walk in my ways, and do as I have commanded you to do. We've heard a lot of that, haven't we, in the scriptures before, that people were speaking over myself and the leaders of, you know, walk in the Lord's ways. And that's my pledge to this house as the senior pastor, is that I will pledge that I will walk in the Lord's ways. I will listen to the Lord's ways. I will listen to what he's saying for this house, and I will deliver what God is saying. And my pledge is we're never going to distort or water down God's word. We are a church which takes grace and truth, the wholeness of them both.
Very good.
We're a church of grace and truth. Jesus came with grace. He says he came full of grace and truth. And this is my final part. He didn't come with a measure of each. He came with a whole measure of the two. And we will stick with that. So you are more than welcome to join us and hear more about this blessed life, which I've been talking about. And, you know, I could go into a whole realm of testimonies, but I'm really aware that people are getting hungry and want to get a scone and a cake and some tea. So we're going to be looking at this throughout the whole of October. So you are welcome to come and join us. 10:30, our services start 10:30 till 12. And it's a great morning. These guys do an awesome job at kicking into the worship. And we're learning a good sing-song in the church and really praising God. So you're more than welcome to come along and be a part of our services. 10:30 till 12, and you can stick around afterwards because we have a great time. We have lovely coffee and we just enjoy having a great time together. So feel free to come and join us. And if there's anything that you've heard that you've already thought, I want to do that, I'm not going to do an altar call today, because I feel as though some people need to go away and think about this a little bit more and maybe come back and hear what else has been said. But there's any of the people you've seen up here today are going to be around afterwards, so feel free to go and chat with those, ask more questions, dig a little deeper. But we're going to be digging deeper as a church into this whole blessed, having a supernatural power working in our favour. And yes, we're going to see, we'll probably not have a Superman analogy every week, because I'm not doing every week, but there's always superheroes or something comes up. It's just the way my mind works. So I just realised all the kids are watching on the camera. Hello. I'm going to do this.
It's freaked them out.
Come on, yeah. There we go, fabulous. So have a great time. We've got our afternoon tea happening now. You can go out up into the annex, onto the garden, scatter around. If people start barking instructions about chairs and stuff, just kind of go with the flow. One of those things that we like here, which kind of chaos ascends, and we trust that God's going to get everything where it needs to be. Don't worry, you'll get some cake, you'll get some scone, you'll get a coffee. But thank you all so much for joining us today. Thank you for coming and being a part of an amazing time of us launching into a new season as Elohim Christian Church here in Boston and this nation and the nations. And we're just so thankful that you've been a part of, being able to honour Lynn and Brian and her team. And I appreciate you being here to see myself and Faye and Steve launched into our destiny. And I'm thankful to have Pastor Jonathan from Kingdom Faith and Janet and Paul and Kate from, was Kingdom Faith in Horsham, now Kingdom Faith in Yorkshire. And I'm privileged to have you here. I was so excited when Leonard said that Paul and Kate were going to be here and Pastor Jonathan was going to be here, because God works in really mysterious ways. And the fact that...
It's true.
When I went to Bible college in Horsham, me and Sam were doing the kids' work with J24/7 with Paul and Kate, and we had a great time. We had a blast doing the kids' work there. Sam didn't want to do it, just to say. She was kind of like, what am I for us doing kids' work? I don't like kids.
I'm going to be a teacher.
She became a primary school teacher when we came out of Bible college. So, but the fact that God placed us there working with Paul and Kate with J24/7, we could have been doing anything in Bible college, but we were placed with Paul and Kate, and God really started to work something. We were sent to this church on our placement, and we were able to be with Lynn and Brian and really work in this place. And we started this thread we've worked with Paul and Kate. Paul was the first pastor. Now we've gone to the church that he started, and we're going to be working under the pastor there. Never did I in a million years think that God was going to say, you're going to pastor the church now. But here we are. And at the beginning of the year, we started another hashtag, which was hashtag exciting times. And that's been something we've been really building up to for this weekend. But the hashtag exciting times continues, and we're continuing to exciting times. And thank you so much for coming. Bless you all. Have a great rest of the afternoon. Love you loads, and we'll see you afterwards. See you next week for the first in our series of Blessed. Thank you.